Následuje přednáška o Šríli Prabhupádě, pátý zpěv, pátá kapitola, první verš, nahráno 10. dubna 1975 v Hyderabadu. Takže dnes večer budu recitovat nějaké verše ze Šrímad Bhagavatamu z pátého zpěvu, páté kapitoly. Jsou to instrukce Rishabhadeva. Rishabhadev byl otcem Maharaja Bharati, po kterém je pojmenována Bharata Varsha. Krishna. Tak tady máme nějaký jiný text. Co s tím? Jo, stihnu to. Tak můžu to zkusit, no. Asi to nebude úplně nejlepší. Krishna. Takže Rishabhadev, než odešel z rodinného života, a měl 100 synů, a on jim dal instrukce, co se týká duchovní realizace života. Bharata Varše, v zemi Bharata Varše, je život určen pro duchovní realizaci. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, jeho poselství je rozdávat to poselství Bharata Varši v celém světě. On řekl, to je zaznamená v bengálštině, v bengálských verších. Upakar, to je velice obvyklé slovo. Něco dobrého pro ostatní. A jo, takže to znamená někomu ublížit nebo udělat něco špatného pro ostatní. A ten svět je plný nepřátel. Já závidím vám a vy závidíte mě. Tak to je materialismus. Zápas mezi lidmi, mezi rodinami, mezi různými komunitami, mezi národy, mezi různými druhy. Každý závidí. To je materiální nemoc. A duchovní život znamená, že nejsme závistiví. To je duchovní život. Proto na začátku Šrímad Bhagavatamu se říká. Tato dharma, Bhagavad dharma, to znamená náboženské principy spojené s Bhagavanem. To je Bhagavat. To je dharma. Pokud je dharma nebo princip náboženství se nesnaží pochopit Boha, jak znovu ustanovit náš vztah s Bohem, tak to není náboženství. To je podvod. Proto Bhagavata říká, všechny druhy podvodných náboženství jsou odmítnuty, zavrhnuty ze Šrímad Bhagavatam. My jsme si vymysleli tolik různých náboženských systémů, jako hinduismus, islám, křesťanství a různé další. Tyto náboženství jsou označení. Jo, jako zlato. Zlato je zlato, nemůže být hinduistické nebo muslimské zlato nebo křesťanské. Zlato je zlato. Kamkoliv vezmete zlato, tak to lidi to přijmou jako zlato. Jako když hinduista vezme zlato do muslimské země, tak to neznamená, že to tam nepřijmou jako zlato. Je to zlato. Proto
must be
proto koncepce náboženství musí být
that is describing the Srimad Bhagavatam savaivam sang paro
dharma
jato bhakti radhokhaje. That is first class religion. Paro. Paro means transcendental, not material.
To je transcendentální, ne materiální.
Savaivam sang paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhaje. That system of religion,
takovýto systém náboženství je prvotřídní.
Or transcendental, which teaches the followers how to become devotee of the Lord.
Jak se stát oddaným Kršně.
That is
religion.
And that is instructed in the Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. That is religion. Krishna appeared, his mission was paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya yugi yugi sambhavan. He appears for re-establishing the principles of religion. Now at the end of his instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, sarva dharman parityajya. He did not appear to teach Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion. He appeared for teaching what is religion. Religion cannot be two.
Nemůže být dvě náboženství.
Religion is one.
Náboženství je jenom jedno.
Man's religion should be one.
Lidské náboženství
mělo být jedno. That is stated in the Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Dharman tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Dharma, religion means
náboženství
znamená the codes or the order given by
pokyny,
God.
Které dal Bůh.
That is religion.
To je náboženství.
This is the simplest definition
je to nejjednodušší definice
religion.
Náboženství.
Dharmant sakshat bhagavat pranita. Just like law means
tak jako zákony
the codes or the order given by the state.
Pokyny, které dává stát.
You cannot manufacture law at your home.
Nemůžete si doma vytvořit nějaký zákony. To není možné.
That is not law.
To není zákon.
What the state says, keep to the left or keep to the right, that is law.
Takže když violate the law, držte se vpravo nebo vlevo, tak to je
then
zákon. A když to uděláte vy, tak budete potrestáni.
Laws of God is the laws of material nature.
Takže zákony Boha
jsou Bhagavad Gita,
zákony materiální přírody. Bhagavad Gita se říká
maya adhakshena prakriti svati sacharacharam. Just like the legislative assembly passes the law to be carried out, to be executed by the people in general. And if they do not do it, then they are punished. Similarly, the dharma or the codes of Bhagavan, you have to accept compulsory. If you do not accept, then you will suffer. Mura janmani janmani. Mama prapoiva. This is the law.
To je zákon.
So human life is specially meant for understanding what is God and what is the law of God and how to follow it and achieve success in life.
Dosáhnout úspěchu v životě.
That is human life.
To je lidský život.
Sambandha, avideya and
prayojana.
Sambandha means, first of all, we must understand what is our relationship with this material world or with God. So many there are. Everything is relative. This is relative world. So what is the relativity between God and us? There must be God. The atheist class of man, they deny the existence of God. But that is superfluous. They cannot deny the existence of God. Because they have to abide by the laws of God. How you can deny the existence of God? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mrittu sarva harascha aham. The atheist class of man, they do not believe in God, but they believe in death.
Ale věří ve smrt.
That they will have to believe. They cannot avoid.
Toho mu se nemůžou vyhnout.
Krishna says,
Krishna říká,
that death I am.
Že já jsem smrt.
If you do not believe in God, then you will have to believe me when I come as death and take everything from you.
O tom vám všechno
vyhnout. Mrittu sarva harascha aham. You may deny God. And you may do whatever you like. And you may create your own kingdom by plans. But when Krishna will come,
he'll
come as death
jako smrt,
because you are atheist and he will take away everything what you have created. Just like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was atheist number one and he was very much persecuting his own son because he was a devotee of God, the only fault. So, when it was very, very terrible, at that time, Lord Vishwamadeva appeared and killed Hiranyakashipu within a second. So, unless you make a solution of the four problems, namely, birth, death, old age and disease, which is compulsory, how you can deny God? That is not possible. A madman says that I don't care for God. But no sane man will say like that. So God is there. I may believe or not believe. That is my business. But God is there. God's law are going on. And we have to follow. We shall be forced to follow this way or that way. So there is no excuse to deny the existence of God. That is foolishness. Therefore, if you are sane man, then we should be sober, in cool head, we should think of how we are being controlled, who is the controller, why we are being controlled, why we are not independent, why we are forced to accept something which we do not want. These things have to be considered in human life. And that is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra, Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. Now this human life,
tento lidský život,
is meant for inquiring about Brahman. That is the only business.
To je naše jediná záležitost.
That is the only business. Shastra says,
co se máme zajímat?
That tashaiva hita prajatita kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam parajadha. Everything is arranged according to the body I have received.
Podle
how
těla,
I have received this body.
Jak jsme dostali tohle
I have received this body by the material nature. Everyone can understand it. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vimuratma kattaham iti mannate karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janmajunish. So the prakriti is instrument through which God's law is working. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The scientists are trying to make something new,
vytvořit něco nového.
But the real problem,
problem
janma mrtyu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam, that is under the control of prakriti or the instrument of God. Now, how to make our life successful?
Teď, jak udělat náš život
that is being instructed by Rishabhadev
to his sons.
The first business,
první,
he says,
co říká,
na ayam deho deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arhate birbhujang ji. My dear sons,
my drzí synové,
this life,
tento život,
ayam deho, ayam deho means this body,
ten,
this human
tělo,
form of
to lidská podoba života,
deho bhajang loke. There are many other bodies.
Je mnoho dalších těl.
There are 8,400,000 forms of body. Jalajana galakhani sthavara lakhaminsati krimayo rudra sankhaka pakshinam dasalakhakam then pasapa trimsalakhani chaturlakhani manav. So there are so many forms of life
tolik různých druhů života
in this material world.
Světě.
Ayam loke. Deho bhajang. Deho bhajang means one, the spirit soul has accepted this body.
Znamená, když,
but
když duše
by evolutionary process from aquatics to plants life, then insect life, then reptiles life, then birds life, beasts life, then human form of life, then civilized form of life, then the life of human body born in Bharatvarsha.
Potom až do těla, které se narodí Bharatavarsha. To je ta nejvyšší podoba.
Highest developed
nejvyšší
life
pokrok
by evolutionary process.
Evoluční proces.
This land of Bharatvarsha.
Tato země Bharatavarsha.
So, I'm especially speaking to the Indians.
Já zvlášť promluvím z Bharatavarsha.
That you have got this life.
Vy máte tento život.
In this land.
V této zemi.
After many many evolutionary
mnoha, mnoha procesy.
Bohunam janmanamanti. Bohu sambhavanti. The shastra says bohu sambhavanti.
Shastra říká.
Unfortunately we are forgetting this.
My jsme na to zapomněli.
At the present moment we are forgetting the importance of this life.
Zapomněli na důležitost tohoto života.
In the land of Bharatvarsha.
Zrození v Bharatvarsha.
This is our misfortune.
To je naše neštěstí.
Don't be misled.
Takže nenechte se svést.
You have got this human form of life,
Bharatvarsha.
Very easily you can take the opportunity of understanding what is God, what is your relationship with God. Because in India, there are so many Vedic
shastras.
I'm reading one, this Srimad Bhagavatam. This is also Vedic literature. It is the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. Bhashang Brahma Sutrana. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means that we are spreading this knowledge of
Srimad
Bhagavatam throughout the whole world. And for the Indians, Bharatvasi, it is a special prerogative to understand these Vedic literatures and make his life successful.
Do not spoil your gift,
the boon given by
toto požehnání, které vám dal Bůh,
this human form of life, do not waste it
for
nothing. Utilize it.
Therefore,
long ago, about some millions and millions of years ago, this knowledge was imparted by Rishabhdev to his son. My dear boys, you have got this human form of life, especially the body received from me.
I
am king in royal family.
Ode mě, já jsem král.
So don't spoil it.
Takže ho nepromarněte.
Nayang diho dihu bhajang nikole. How to spoil it? Kastana kaman. Simply for sense gratification.
Budete pouze
working very hard.
Budete
tvrdě like
pracovat.
An ass
jako osly.
Is not human form.
Není lidská podoba života.
Human form of life.
Lidská podoba života.
To become very sober, cool-headed, and to understand what is God, what is my life. This is the necessity. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnamaya system gunakarma vibhaga. Not that everyone should be very much intelligent. It is not possible. In the, although everyone has got this human form of body, not that everyone is very intelligent.
So
according to the intelligence, the division should be there. That is confirmed by Krishna. Chaturvarnang maya system guna karma vibhag. In the human society, there must be four divisions. The Brahmana,
Brahmanové,
the Kshatriya, the Vaishya, and the Shudra, according to the quality.
Podle různých
vlastností. The most intelligent class are men.
Nejintelligentnější
třída lidí. They should become Brahmana.
To jsou Brahmani.
Satta, sama, dama, titikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahma karma, sabhava. So, the next intelligent class are men. Should become the administrators.
Za nimi následují potom
and the next
správce.
Intelligent class man should be the productive class.
Produktivní třída, Vaishyavé.
Kisi guru kshamanijam Vaishya karma sabha. Everything is there.
Že všechno tady je.
And especially in India, this ideal life of human society should be inaugurated. We should not imitate the Western people who are now dwindling. Their material civilization is no longer giving them happiness. That is a fact. They are seeking after Athata Brahma Jigyasa. They are now seeking after inquiring about
Brahma.
Therefore you find so many Europeans and Americans, they have taken to this Krishna consciousness movement because they are now inquisitive. Inquisitive, what is next? Why, while we are following them, how to make machine and skyscraper building, they are coming to Krishna consciousness.
Oni přichází k dovědomí Krishna.
So, long before, Rishabhdev advised, my dear sons, this body should not be misused.
To tělo by nemělo být zneužito.
Working whole day and night for sense gratification, because that is the business of the hogs and dogs. Yet it is clearly said, kastan kaman. Arhati Birbhujang Ji. Birbhujang. You have seen in our India we see Birbhujang. Birbhujang means 2 liter. The pigs. They are seeking after stool whole day and night. And they are eating. And after eating stool, the stool is very substantial food. According to chemical examination, it contains all the hypophosphites. Because the essence of the foodstuff we have taken, that is stool. So, anyone, if one can eat, but we can see that the hogs they become very fat.
Because it concerns
fat. Sometimes in the war time, I learned that the German people are taking, extracting fat from stool. So there is enough fat. The result is
they become
very much sexually inclined. And they have no distinction how to enjoy sex life. Never mind, it is mother or sister or daughter.
That
is hog's life.
S kým budou mít
Therefore,
sex,
Rishabdev is advising his son,
radí,
don't be like hog.
Nebuďte jako prasata.
Eat very sumptuously, become fatty, and then seek after sex life. And without any discrimination, don't be like hogs and dogs.
Jako prasata a psi.
This life is not meant for to become like dogs and hogs. This is the first
thing.
Then what it is meant for? He says, Tapo dibbanga putraka. My dear sons, this life is meant for
tapasya.
Tapasya means voluntarily accepting some miseries. Just like we
trpení.
Ask our students
jako
for tapasya, no illicit sex.
Žádný nezákonný sex.
So in the Western countries,
zemích,
it is very difficult to give up this habit.
To se vzdát.
But these boys and girls, on my request, they have given up.
Na můj žádost se to vzdali.
This is called tapasya.
To je tapasya.
I do not like to give up something.
Nechci se něčeho vzdát,
but for achieving
ale pro
some higher result,
vyšších výsledků,
if I give up voluntarily
toho dobrovolně
vzdám, something which may cause some miseries,
to znamená,
still
I shall
accept it. That is called tapasya.
Tak tomu se říká
tapasya. Tapo. So, why tapasya?
A proč tapasya?
Tapasya is accepted for some higher achievement.
Přijata za dosažení vyšších účelů.
Tapo dibbam putraka. Dibbam. Dibbam means transcendent.
Divyam znamená
transcendent. Just like Krishna says,
jako Krishna říká,
janma karma cha me dibbam. Dibbam. Transcendental divine. So Krishna says that janma karma cha me dibbam jo janati tattva. Anyone who tries to understand Krishna's activities, that is Dibbam.
To je Divyam.
So, Tapo Dibbam. My dear sons, accept tapasya
for
that transcendental realization. Not for manufacturing atom bomb.
Ne pro
that is also tapasya. The scientists undergo
serious
experiences how to find out, discover some
různé.
Not that kind of, that is Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu,
he also underwent great tapasya.
Jako Hiranyakashipu taky postupoval
ku tapasu. What was the result of that tapasya? To tease his own son because he was devout.
On chtěl not that kind of vlastního syna, protože byl odaný.
That is demonic.
To je demonské.
Tapo dibbam.
Takže tapo dibbam.
Dibbam. You just try to undergo austerities and penances for divine transcendental realization.
Pro transcendentální realizaci.
Why I shall go? I am enjoying my senses very nicely, like the dogs and hogs. Why shall I undergo tapasya?
Proč bych měl postupit
tapasya? No, the answer is given. Tapo dibbam jena satam suddhet. This tapasya is required if you want to purify your existence.
Tohle je potřebné, pokud chcete očistit
just like
svoji existenci.
A man suffering from some disease,
jako když nějaký člověk trpí
nějakou nemocí, he is advised by the physician,
lékař mu poradí,
that you don't eat for some time,
nejeste
fast.
Nějakou dobu.
Postěte that is tapasya.
To je tapasya.
Why? Not to be cured.
Proč?
To purify the body from the disease.
Aby očistil tělo.
That is tapasya.
To je tapasya.
So here tapasya is advised.
Že tady se radí.
Not for some tapasya, material profit.
Ne pro nějaký materiální zisk.
But for transcendental realization.
Ale pro transcendentální realizaci.
Then what will be the result?
A co bude výsledek?
Suddheta satta. this existence,
tato existence
at the present moment,
v současné chvíli,
my existence, this bodily existence, is not pure.
Existence
if it is pure, then why shall I be subjected to birth, death and old age?
Because it is not
pure. The so-called scientists, philosophers, they do not know. They say death is inevitable. We cannot avoid it. No. Death is. Can we avoid it? That is called tapasya. That is called purification. Just like Krishna said, tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti. Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. After giving up this body, Krishna assures, then you don't get
těla,
another material.
Tak Krishna ujišťuje, nedostanete další materiální
tělo. They do not know whether we are going to accept another body. That's a fact.
Další
but they
tělo,
do not
je
know
jasné.
It. Big scientists, big professors, they do not know it.
Vědci, oni to nevědí.
They think
oni
that
myslí,
this life is the end,
že tento
and after konec, this there is nothing, zero.
Konec.
Sunnavadi. But that is not the fact.
A to není
pravda. Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. The most authorized person, Krishna. Who can be greater authority than Krishna? All acharyas accept. Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya. The acharyas who guide the destiny of Indian civilization, they accept
Krishna as
Bhagavan Swayam.
Uznávají Krishnu jako
so how can you deny the statement of Krishna?
Tak jak můžeme
zamítnout Krishna říká, as you are changing body in this life,
tělo,
dehinasmin jathate hi kaumaro jovanang jara tatha dehantara prapti. So there is dehantara prapti. So this dehantara prapti means disease condition.
Tady teda změnění těl, to je nemocný stav.
We have accepted the so-called material happiness as happiness.
Přijali takzvané materiální štěstí jako pravé štěstí.
That may be happiness, but that is temporary. But
štěstí,
real
ale
happiness,
ale opravdové
as it
štěstí,
is stated here,
to se říká tady,
that tapo dibbanga putraka jena sattanga suddhe jasma brahma saukham manantam. If you purify your existence,
then
you are hankering after happiness.
Vstoupíte do štěstí,
that happiness will be eternal.
Bude věčné.
Eternal. Never interrupt.
Nikdy
that
nezmizí.
Is wanted. Ananda chinmaya rasa pradibhavitavi. Ananda chinmaya rasa. Rasa means test.
Rasa znamená chuť.
We test some happiness.
My vychutnáváme nějaké štěstí.
Not this material happiness.
Ale ne toto materiální
but
štěstí.
Just like you test sugar candy when you are suffering from jaundice,
cukr,
the taste will be bitter. But sugar candy is not bitter, it is sweet.
Ale ve skutečnosti ten cukr
but
není
when you
hořký,
are cured from the jaundice disease,
a protože máte
the
tenku,
same sugar candy will be tasting very sweet.
Cukr,
so
když se
we are
hankering
after tasting sugar candy in the disease condition.
Takže,
and we are tasting the bitterness
ten cukr v tom
nemocném
stavu,
cured,
tak ho cítíme jako hořký. A když se očistíme, když naše existence je očištěna,
then we shall test brahma saukham tu anantam unlimited eternal happiness. That is the business of human life.
O to bychom se měli zajímat
not
v lidském životě.
For temporary happiness,
nehledat dočasné štěstí.
We shall work like hogs and dogs,
pracovat jako prasata a psi.
And getting change of another body, another
znovu,
body,
znovu
another body.
Tělo a další tělo.
That is not very good intelligence.
To není moc dobrá
inteligence. That will be described by Vishabde in the later verses.
To bude popsáno v
nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma jadindriya prītaye aprinoti na sadhu manne. Jato atmane yam asannapi klesha dayasadeya. This kind of working means I'm creating another body.
Jenom vytváří další tělo.
That we do not know.
Nevíme,
neither the science is known to the modern civilized man.
Věda není známa.
They're in ignorance. How we are creating another body?
neví, jak se vytváří další
tělo.
So
many different types of body.
Neví, že jsou tady různé druhy těl.
Jato atmanoyam asannapi kleso deyasadeha. This body is not permanent.
Toto tělo není věčné.
But as long the body is there, you must suffer.
Musíte.
You must suffer threefold miseries. That is not coming to our brain. We are accepting suffering as happiness.
Přijímáme.
Asottere sottokori mani.
Toto utrpení jako štěstí.
Nitai podo pasoriya ahankare matto hoiya. Asottere sottokori mani. You are accepting untruth as truth.
Přijímáme nepravdu jako
pravdu. This is our modern disease.
To je naše moderní nemoc.
It is not new.
To není nic nového.
Some thousands of years ago, at least Srimad Bhagavat was written 5,000 years ago.
And this
instruction of Rishabhdev is there. So it must have had happened long, many years before this Bhagavat was written.
So,
the same disease, because the material creation is not new. The disease is there from the very beginning. Now, in the Kali Yuga, the disease is very acute. Otherwise, the same birth and death, we have not improved anything. Because the same birth and death is continuing. We are eating, sleeping, mating, and everything is going on. So, if we want to improve our position,
if we
want to enjoy life eternally, blissfully, then we must take to this Krishna consciousness movement. That is our
requirement.
If you don't take it compulsorily, then you are committing suicide. We are just trying to save the human society from the suicidal policy.
So,
my request is that it is a very scientific movement,
to je velice vědecké hnutí,
authorized, taken from the Vedic literature,
z vědecké literatury,
and based on the principles of Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Bhagavad Gita, jaká je.
So, our only request is,
naš jediný, especially žádost je,
here in India,
takže tady jsme v Indii,
they should take it very seriously and try to apply the principles in their life and spread it all over the world. That is the mission of Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. We Indians, we are not meant for exploiting others. That is not our civilization. Cheating others. No,
ne,
that is not
our ostatní.
Our civilization is to do good to
others.
Don't forget it.
Takže na to nezapomeňte.
You have got a very exalted position. Take advantage of the shastras. Make your life successful. And try to do good to others.
Thank you very much. Jai Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.